He said, I got this way wrestling with you for 20 years to believe God. He said, some of us have it on our hands, our face, and everything because you're so full of unbelief. That's what the angel told her. You got to get her book now, don't you? Susan Hinn wrote her foreword. It is wild. She saw all the little aborted babies going before God given. They have a forgiveness tree in heaven. The leaf, they pull it and ask God to forgive those that murdered them and aborted them. That's true. It is so beautiful. Her book is so beautiful. Took her a year to go before the throne of God because she had so many problems. She looked in a pool of water and these little boxes was on her head and one said, hypocrite. Oh, yeah. In a pool of water. And she said to the angel, why have I got this little box here that says hypocrite? And the angel says, well, are you a hypocrite? And she would answer the question with a question. And then the angel would disappear. And then she told her, I want to take you to the seashore to play sand with me. Build some sandcastles. And Annie Roundtree said she went with her. She had a funny feeling. She said, I had a funny feeling in heaven that I was going to get rebuked. And said, here we were, no sea, just sand. And she's making all these little sand buckets. The angel is, said she looked like light, but she had a lot of wisdom in her eyes, and she was little. And she said to her, I don't feel like playing, Eddie Roundtree did. She says, why don't you want to play? She said, well, for some reason, I don't feel like I want to play. She says, well, everything you've ever built has been on shifting sand. And she put her hands through those sand piles and disappeared. And she said she felt like a copper penny went in her mouth. And then she had to go to the garden and rest. It was too much for her. And the Lord showed her, you've never really built nothing in 20 years, according to what she was saying, on my name. Hey, think about it. She was a retired pastor's wife. And the Lord took her on this journey to get us ready for heaven. We're talking about heaven tonight. These are mysteries revealed to the church. It ended up she got to marry Jesus, y'all. He gave her a stone with a new name in it, told her how much he loved her. You see, we have to go through being pruned by the Lord. Sweetie, we got to get these old barnacles off of us. And if we have these things hanging on us, we got to be man and woman enough to say, man, I got a problem. You know? And as you go to heaven, nothing is hidden from the Lord. Even when she was brought up before to speak to the angels about healing, she said, you cannot lie in heaven. She said, I'm standing up there clearing my throat. When they asked me, what about healing in your church? She said, we don't believe in healing in our church. And she started saying, the angels all started talking. Because they had a big board and a thing you teach with. And they said to each other, it's in the atonement. What do you mean you don't believe in healing? It's in the Bible. Jesus died to make you whole. They're all saying this back to her. And then she felt really embarrassed. But the other angel come up and he covered for her. And he said, well, most churches in the earth don't believe in healing.